I'm just going to let the Holy Spirit work. And so I'll stop talking and let him impress upon our hearts. And so in our praying tonight, I think it would be good that we listen closely to the voice of God for me. Walk worthy. He says, you were darkness, but no more. You're a child of light. Now walk as children of light. He says, if you don't, you have no part of the kingdom. And so, Lord, we come tonight and recognize we cannot do this. Our strength is weak. We will never accomplish the commands. We will never please you apart from the work of your Spirit. So, God, would you come tonight? Speak to our hearts, Lord. Each one of us here need to hear something maybe a little bit different. Shine your light into the corners of our hearts, dear God, and expose us. Search me. Examine me. See if there's any wicked way in me. Restore to me, O God, the joy of your salvation. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. So let's find a place of prayer. Let's let the Holy Spirit deal with us, and let's deal with God. Dear Jesus, maybe you feel like you want to lead in prayer, and in light of this scripture, maybe pray through some of this scripture. We ask that you would do that as well. Let's pray for one another. Lord, come, we pray. Dear Jesus, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, come. Work in us, Lord, we pray. Dear Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Take this.
Jesus, we thank you that your word says that your kindness leads us to repentance. Father, you're not waiting for us to come with your arms crossed and in disappointment, ready to punish and chastise us, but Lord, you're wooing us, you're pursuing our hearts, saying, come back. Come back to me.
Yes.
And in your kindness and your love, you just want us to be in your presence because you know that is the place we need to be to live. And so I pray tonight, Holy Spirit, would you reveal your kindness to our hearts? For some of these things we've been holding on to because of shame, because of fear. Well, if you knew the depths of this, Lord, would you accept me? Would you receive me? The Holy Spirit, we pray that you would just break down all the walls of hostility tonight, all the walls of shame, all the walls of fear that would keep us from entering in to your gracious presence and washing us clean by the blood of Jesus. So come now, we pray, and just reveal the kindness of your heart to us, that you would give us the opportunity to come once again into your presence and receive that communion, that union with you, Jesus.
Yes.
So we just once again receive. We receive the gift of your Spirit to help us see the kindness of Jesus in this amazing, undeserved offering of repentance. We thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you, God.
Bless you.
You desire us.
You know what?
So desire.
We don't have it.
Oh,
you
know what? Strip the shame.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Strip this God.
Show your face,
Lord God. Lord, we thank you that you know every heart in this room tonight. You see the questions we may have. You see exactly what we need, Lord. Pray, O God, that you would delve deep in our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
Let your light shine. Let it pierce our hearts, Lord. And give us understanding of your love, the great love for us, that you wish to address our needs. Whatever they are, they differ from person to person. Lord, you're a very personal God. You know us all. Very personal.
That's right.
I pray, O God, that you would come to us and reveal yourself as the answer to our questionings.
Yes, God.
As the one who can heal whatever it is disturbing us, giving us unrest, or somehow is allowing the enemy to rule our hearts. You meet us where we are, Lord. You come down and meet us for your great namesake.
Your Jesus.
Pray this
for your Jesus.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Confess with our mouths
oh God, that you are Lord, and that we repent of the things, oh Lord God, that we've done that separate us from you, Lord Jesus, that you are a forgiving God and a loving God.
Yes.
Father, we pray, Lord Jesus, right now for anyone who has come to you, Lord Jesus, and has repented, oh God, and confessed and asked for forgiveness, God,
yes,
but still may be struggling with condemnation, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we pray, Lord God, that they would walk in the truth of the word that
yes,
says
Lord,
there is no
yes,
condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Father, our hearts may be yielded unto you, Lord God, but sometimes the enemy just gets into our heads, into our minds, and makes us still feel unworthy, makes us still feel that we're not good enough, makes us still seem like we're far from you. Lord, we rebuke that in the name of Jesus right now. And we speak the truth of the word of God that says there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And we pray that any spirit of condemnation, any spirit, oh God, that still says of unworthiness, oh God, any spirit that would make us doubt, Lord Jesus, the value that we have in you, oh God, we cast it out right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray, oh God, that when we repent, oh God, and confess and come to you, Lord Jesus, that your arms of love would be wrapped around each and every one of us, oh God. Lord Jesus, that there would be an overwhelming sense of peace and closeness to you, oh Lord Jesus, that your Holy Spirit would fill, oh God, that every doubting thought would flee in Jesus' name. And Lord God, that we would, that you would show us through your love, oh God, through your Holy Spirit, how much you love us. How much you are for us. How much, oh God, that you want us, oh Lord Jesus. Father, you've made a way because you desire our relationship with us, oh Lord Jesus. Lord, you made a way, oh God, because, Lord God, more than anything you want, Lord Jesus, for us to love you, to worship you, oh God, to have communion and fellowship and relationship with you, Jesus. Lord, so we pray against, oh God, any thought or feeling of condemnation that would make us resist that relationship with you.
Yes, God.
And we pray, oh God, that your love, that your peace, that your joy, and the fruit of the Spirit that Pastor John mentioned tonight, oh God, your kindness, your self-control, oh God, your gentleness, your faithfulness, God, that it would begin to fill our hearts, oh God,
yes,
that there would be no doubt in our mind that you are here.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Dear God. Thank you. Wonderful, Lord. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Lord, I thank you that we're not praying for things to materialize. We're not praying for something that doesn't already exist. But Lord, you purchased these things.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
These are things that you've won on the cross by the power of your resurrection. Lord, there are promises that are mine.
Yes, God.
There are promises that are ours. Your spirit that was on the lips of the prophet, Lord, you promised will be on their children,
yes,
their children's children. So Lord, I thank you that as we come before you, we are praying for things that you've already purchased.
Yes, God.
We are praying for things that you are more than ready to bestow upon your people.
Yes, God.
And so Lord, I pray that then we would be people that would receive. That we would be people, if we're honest, would do what you are calling us to do, so that we drink from only one fountain. There's so many things to pull from. So many areas where we think, oh, this is where life is. This is where hope is. This is where peace is. But Lord, I pray that you would give us a taste in these days that makes that wine thin. You would give us a taste in these days that causes us to recognize our need. So I pray that we would be a people that learning better, that plenteous grace that you have found.
Yes.
Yes.
Grace to cover all our sins.
Thank you, Jesus.
and that there are healing streams that are ready to abound.
Yes, Lord.
And you are the fountain of life.
Jesus.
Oh, freely let us take from you in these days and spring up within our hearts. Now, and for all eternity, Lord, I pray. And I thank you again. But these are things you've purchased. We're not asking behind a sealed up veil. But we are boldly approaching the throne of grace.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Lord, we know where we will find grace there.
Yes.
And mercy there. And all the help that we need. And so we come. And may we come molded by love.
Yes.
Well, Lord, we thank you that we can expect the answer to these things. Maybe not in the way we'd expect it, but you will answer.
Yeah.
You will pour out. You will work. You will change. And so, Lord, I pray that we would be looking up in these days.
According to your will, because we're consulting you, Lord, we want to worship you and seek you early in the day, Lord, so that you can help us to be an example around those near to us, and that we can encourage one another in the fellowship.